only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaul Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shauldesmond.com.
It is the Business News Hour, and thanks so very much for finding us. If you want to hook up with us, you can do that on social media. We are at @IOB_NewsHour on Twitter. We have, of course, the Facebook page. You can find us on Instagram. You can see, as a matter of fact, Tyler's Kicks there every day. We try to take a picture of his Air Jordans on a regular basis and then post those. Because why? Well, it's Instagram. Come on. What are we doing? In studio with us is Taylor Larrick. Taylor is with his friend Justin Sindlar, and they are both from the Iowa Student Learning Institute. This caught our eye after we saw a press release come out just recently, and we thought, gosh, what is all this about? So I called and spoke with Justin a little bit about this, and this is an interesting conversation that has everything to do with students and with education. Welcome to the Business News Hour, guys. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So tell us about the background of the Iowa Student Learning Institute. Where did this come from?
Yeah, so Iowa SLI was founded about 4 years ago from two Iowa high school students, and it was founded around the premise that students are the most important part of education, yet are often the least consulted.
And when you say the least consultant, who's least consulting you?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're really talking about the core planners of education. So that includes legislators. That includes our local school administrators and those people that really affect day-to-day
school
student.
Boards.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
How did you get involved, Taylor?
I had a couple of friends that was involved with it, and I thought, wow, this is really interesting and relevant, and I didn't have a whole lot of political experience at the time, and it was an interesting way for me to get involved and more educated.
And this is kind of one of those functions, I would suspect. When we talk about education, it has even become a political football here in the state of Iowa as well, but I don't get the sense that you guys are political to that extent. Although everything is political at one end or the other, but you're more of an advocacy group for saying, hey, listen to us because we think we're the ones that are consuming this product. Maybe we ought to alter the product a little.
Right, exactly. So we're a bipartisan group, but our core mission is to give students in Iowa a voice. So we don't really take action on specific legislation, but we more empower students to do so.
Got it. All right. So let's talk about what it is that we need to maybe fix in the eyes of students here in Iowa.
Yeah, so one of the biggest conversations over the past decade in education is how it's going to change in our new century's economy. So one of the things that we're seeing change in our economy right now is you're seeing more jobs. You're seeing more creative, more high-level thinking jobs kind of take precedent here in the U.S. So one of the things that we're trying to focus our energy on are developing work-based learning programs. So we want to ensure that students have the opportunity to work in the industry that they intend to work in.
I'm going to break in here because you are singing the song of most businesses here in Iowa because they have finally figured out over the past 2 years that if they can relate to students even at the high school level and get them engaged in whatever the business is that they are doing, whether it be manufacturing or whether it be in technology, and those two things have great convergence, by the way, that they have a better opportunity of retaining that talent here in the state of Iowa.
Right, exactly. No matter what the industry is, we've seen that students who get involved in high school, you know, with businesses, with community members, They're a step ahead. When they get into higher ed or if they skip higher ed, they can hit the workforce, hit the ground running.
Taylor, we're going to turn to you for just a moment, and then thanks for being here. When you got involved with the Iowa Student Learning Institute, what really drove you? I mean, what are your interests, your personal interests with regard to education and moving forward?
Yeah, so I am a talented and gifted student at Waukee, and we have over the years seen a lot of cuts within funding, and so those have translated, at least at Waukee, into a lot of lessening of ELP, we call them extended learning teacher roles. So now many ELP teachers within our district are now splitting roles as like a 9-8-9 ELP teacher, but also at a 6-7 building, or and going back and forth, or so, so only being part-time.
There's a lot more stress placed on the teachers who are working in some of these specific areas. You know, one of the things that we have decried is the funding cuts when it comes to arts, the arts. Because, you know, it's more than just mathematics and science and engineering. You know, there is a function of art in the school system because it provides a well-rounded and cultured individual. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And that's one of the core, you know, I mentioned earlier, we advocate specifically for those work-based learning programs, but that's just a drop in the bucket, you
know.
Keep
going.
Yeah, so we talk with special needs students, like Taylor said, talented and gifted students. We make sure to include LGBTQ members and all the diversity in between. So it's all about representing all of those groups, and oftentimes those are students in the arts.
So when we get to the point and say, okay, these are the key principles that we would like to foster, how does the Student Learning Institute, how do you go about getting the ear of those people who are making decisions?
Yep, so we do it through a few different ways. One of the main ways is we host our three annual events. We start with RISE in the fall, then we have STU Camp in early spring, and then the Rally in late spring. And at the Rally, which is coming up here on Tuesday, April 11th, that's when students meet directly with legislators. So we actually ensure that they have time on the floor in the Capitol to meet with those legislators and talk about these issues. We also work, when we're not in our events, we work on year-round year-round, we work on our advocacy efforts. So we're doing little things like our Power of Voice chapters to work directly with schools to ensure that they have the resources they need to make change.
What about longevity with the Iowa Student Learning Institute? I mean, after you graduate and you go on to whatever you're going to do after high school, who takes over? Or is that an ongoing training opportunity in the Interior?
Right. So we're an official nonprofit organization, right, a 501c3, and we've been under operation for about four years now. And the students that founded it are actually graduated and off into college. One lives in Pennsylvania now. So I'm actually the second president of the organization, and we continue to have the organization evolve.
And how do you come up with the principles that it's guiding you? Is this a question that you poll the students, or are you doing this through other means? How do you come up with the areas of concern?
So at every one of our three events, we dedicate a specific portion of time to where students can split off into groups into specific causes that they're passionate about. So that's where we get our inspiration from.
One of the things, Taylor, that I noticed was you talk about technology, is the website that you guys have is very good.
Thank
well
you.
Well done. Who did that? Anybody know?
Justin, right there.
Yeah.
You did?
Yep, so I did part of it.
Smooth move,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you. That means a lot. You know, our brain has evolved a lot over the past 4 years, it was a big team effort in this last website. We really wanted to give ourselves a nice fresh coat of paint.
Well, it looks good, and it's as modern as what it possibly can be, and it exudes your mission very clearly. You don't have to start guessing as to what you guys are about.
Right.
We are talking with Taylor and with Justin from the Iowa Student Learning Institute, something that you may not have known even existed, and it's one of the reasons that we're doing this on the Business News Hour. You know, the confluence between education and business is great here in the state of Iowa. And I know that there has been a lot of conversation recently about non-traditional students, students that are perhaps not going on to four-year schools, but can get a really good job should they work in the trades or get a community college degree in culinary science or other things that are out there that are really job opportunities here in Iowa that pay really well. So outside of going to four-year colleges, how does the Iowa Student Learning Institute work on that?
Yeah, so I mentioned those work-based learning programs earlier, and those are fundamental to the question, to answering the question you just asked. So a good example of this would be Waukee Apex at our own school, Waukee High School. That stands for Aspiring Professional Experience. So this program brings students out with businesses and community members, and they work every day with these businesses on real-world projects. So by the time they graduate high school, they already have up to a year of experience in these industries. So even without a degree in higher education, they're very likely to succeed.
Do you get any pushback? I mean, now that we're talking about funding not being as readily available to schools, do you get any pushback from educators saying, you know, we really appreciate what it is you're talking about, what you'd like to do, but we ain't got the money?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something, you know, being an ISLI, I do a lot of traveling across the state to meet with different schools. And I hear this at our conferences, too. when I explain Waukee Apex or Iowa Big or some of those other work-based learning programs in Iowa, their excuse is always, well, we're a small school. We can't afford it. Which isn't always true because the program is so easily replicatable. And we founded this program from scratch. And the money that we have that we use for our building, you really don't even need any of that. All you need are business partners and community members to get this thing
going.
It's
almost a self-funding opportunity.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and so even small district schools can go out there and find individuals who are willing to put up and join with their students. Good stuff, guys.
Absolutely.
I really have enjoyed this. Thank you so very much. If you missed all or any of this particular interview, we will have this up on our podcast page. For Tyler Larrick, thank you, Tyler, for coming in and doing this. Taylor, I called you Tyler. What's the matter with you? My granddaughter's name is Taylor. What is the idea? Taylor Larrick, ladies and gentlemen, and also our friend Justin Sindlar from the Iowa Student Learning Institute. Good stuff, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Great Thanks. Website, by the way. Great website. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. Tyler is saying that we've got to go. For all of us associated with Insight on Business the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett. For all of our guests today, we will be back tomorrow, God willing, at 5:05 in the afternoon. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.